Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Here on Stolen Lives, we discuss brutal and heartbreaking crimes against children. Themes may include child murder, torture, and sexual, domestic, and child abuse. I do try my best to remain respectful for the babies in these stories and leave out unnecessary details that, honestly, none of us need to know to understand the frustration of why and how this ever happened. However, if you find any of these themes triggering, this podcast may not be for you. Listener discretion is advised. November 2020, Edinburgh, Scotland. A mother went to pick up her son from a weekend visitation with his father. A father who answered the door intoxicated and covered in blood. Neighbours would later report hearing the mother scream and yell, "My baby, my baby, he killed my baby, please help my baby." What could have caused a loving father to snap and murder his only child? This is Julius's story. Julius Kazapla was born May 2018 in Edinburgh, Scotland, to parents Patricia Sleznik and Lukasz Kazapla. The couple are Polish and moved to Scotland from Poland for more opportunities, meeting in 2013. Unfortunately, this 7-year relationship ended in June 2020 after an explosive argument over a birthday party. Apparently, Lukasz declined the invite from a neighbour, and Patricia didn't appreciate him not discussing it with her first. Look, I would imagine the issues were far deeper than that, and the incident was just the breaking point. After the very messy separation, a custody agreement was reached where Lukasz was spending weekends with his 2-year-old son, Julius, something that was a point of contention for Lukasz. In the days after this agreement was signed off by the courts, Lukasz met up with longtime friend Wozciak for drinks, and he told this friend he had plans. That Patricia was not a good mother and that she had become involved with someone else, inferring that his ex-wife had been unfaithful. Lukasz also joked about killing Julius and started laughing. Wozciak was obviously horrified by this, and understandably he called his friend out, telling Lukasz what he was saying wasn't funny and a bad joke. Lukasz acknowledged this by saying that he knew that, and that he loved his son very much. We are just going to take a quick break now for a word from one of our sponsors. School is incredibly important, and I am a strong advocate of all children getting a great education. However, as we know, children have all different interests and learn in different ways, and school doesn't always teach towards those interests, and given class sizes, can't always teach towards every learning style. Wouldn't it be great if there was an online platform that caters to these points? Well, there is with OutSchool. OutSchool is an online learning platform that empowers kids to learn on their own terms, with the widest range of teachers, topics and classes to suit any interest. They offer interactive small classes that are social and fun, video classes that can be taken at any time, one-on-one tutoring and clubs that connect learners around their favourite topics. My daughter has been homeschooled for around 6 months now, and being the creative kid she is, I can see her tuning out with the more, in her words, boring subjects. But OutSchool allows me to add on some other classes that better suit her interests. She has been taking a vocal training course that has her belting out K-pop Demon Hunter songs like a pro, if you know, you know. And we just got a new puppy, and OutSchool has a puppy training course that has taught our newest family member a bunch of new tricks, so it's involving the whole family. If you want to try OutSchool, you can get your family's first month for only a dollar for a limited time when you use my link, outschool.com/stolen. OutSchool has been a game changer for our family. This new membership exclusive discount is only available when you go through our link and use the code STOLEN. That's outschool.com/stolen and use code STOLEN. The weekend beginning November 19th, 2020 was a scheduled visitation between father and son. And as normal on the Sunday morning, November 21st, 2020, Patricia went to Lucas's apartment on Morehouse Place West to pick up Julius. When she arrived, she knocked on the door and Lucas answered. She noticed Lucas had a little blood on his face, but he also appeared intoxicated. His eyes were rolling and he was slurring his words. Patricia didn't want a confrontation in front of Julius, so chose not to call out her former partner on getting drunk in front of their son. She simply walked past Lucas and went to the bedroom to get Julius. A neighbour who was outside her house would later report hearing screaming and then shouting, my baby, he killed my baby, please help my baby. And then seeing Lucas calmly walking out of the apartment, getting into his car and driving away. Patricia had found Julius lying on Lucas's bed. He was covered in blood with a pillow over his face. She called emergency services at 9:32 a.m. Hers wouldn't be the only phone call. As I said, the neighbours had heard screaming coming from Lucas's apartment, so police and paramedics were already en route to the home before Patricia placed her call. Unfortunately, Julius would be pronounced dead at the scene. The two-year-old had been shot with a BB gun, the steel ball bearing still in his body, then stabbed with a metal skewer before finally being smothered with a pillow. The pathologist finding wounds all over Julius's body, a 9cm or 3.5-inch stab wound and a number of other injuries. Inside the home, investigators found a bathtub still full of water and a knife in the corner of the bathroom. Another knife was found on the closed toilet seat and a handgun was on the floor. There were also two boxes of antidepressant tablets found in the kitchen and empty blister packets found throughout the home. Lucas would later admit to taking them in a failed attempt on his own life. After Julius was found, Lucas drove his car at excessive speeds, overtaking and undertaking other vehicles. It was only after he finally collided with another vehicle that he was apprehended by authorities. In his possession at the time, Lucas was found to have a number of different illegal substances. Once he was brought into custody, Lucas was repeatedly questioned about what happened to his son. He refused to admit anything he had done, insisting he didn't murder little Julius. Regardless, Lucas was charged with his son's murder, along with 9 other charges including drunk driving, drug possession, and having an illegal air weapon. It was soon discovered that the night before Julius was found dead, Patricia and Lucas had a text conversation. She had told him she was in a new relationship with a man she met online, that Julius hadn't met this man yet, but planned on introducing the two over Christmas. Now, this obviously bothered Lucas, because he then started to ask personal questions about this new relationship that went beyond concerned co-parenting, including wanting to know details about their intimate life. Patricia obviously didn't want to disclose those details out of respect of both her new relationship and the one she had with Lucas, and she believed that was that. She stopped responding to his text messages and she went to sleep, but in reality, this enraged Lucas. At 3 a.m, Lucas sent a final text message, telling his ex-wife he wasn't leaving Julius without his father, that he would not be raising his son from a distance and cry every time they said goodbye. Quote, apart from that, it seems you're raising him with another guy. Now you see why I didn't want to have a kid with you. I knew I didn't want to be with you, and making a kid was asking for a tragedy. I don't have a way out of this situation anymore. I'm losing him every day. The only person I really care about. So my life is already ruined and I won't get over my depression because I get it every time he leaves. Unquote. Lucas had lost his father at a young age, not much older than Julius. And on that weekend Julius died, Lucas decided he wanted to end himself. And Lucas would claim what happened happened because he didn't want Julius finding him like he had his own father. Toxicology showed Lucas was intoxicated at the time of Julius's death. He had consumed a significant amount of alcohol and antidepressant medication. Add on to that, Lucas was already suffering from mental health problems from a young age, and the separation, and whether it was inferred or actual, even suspected, indiscretion by Patricia. This triggered a severe depression, his doctor prescribing him antidepressants, which he had been taking for around 4 or 5 months at that point. after months of denying knowing how Julius died, Lucas was willing to admit harming his son but not killing him. He said he shot Julius in the head with the air weapon. However, this left the toddler alive but paralysed. When this didn't kill the toddler, Lucas proceeded to stab and then smother him. Lucas claiming he didn't realise Julius wouldn't die after the first attempt at shooting him. Quote, I did not want him to suffer at all. That was not my intention. I had this stupid idea from the TV that people just died instantly. Unquote. Lucas would also tell a psychiatrist that it was his ex-wife to blame why all of this had to happen. That if only she had been faithful to him, the family would still be together and Julius would still be alive. Although there is no evidence to suggest Patricia had any affairs during the relationship, and she would deny as much. Lucas's defence team put forth an offer of a guilty plea to the lesser charge of culpable homicide. However, the prosecution declined accepting the offer and wanted to pursue the original charge of murder. Lucas's defence also tried to call for the special defence of diminished responsibility at the time due to his substance abuse and mental health struggles. However, this too was rejected by the prosecution. Lucas's friend Wozciak testified about his earlier concerning conversation with Lucas, where he said Patricia was manipulative and controlling, and said Julius was better off gone than living with her, laughing it off as a joke when he saw the horrified look on his friend's face. Wozciak also called Lucas while he was in jail on December 3, 2020. During this phone call, Lucas spoke about what he remembered from the night he murdered Julius. Quote, I got stuck with some drugs and I simply had some kind of sick trip. I must have lost it. I don't remember at all. But I remember drinking and eating drugs. I was in a terrible state. Unquote. He also again tried to blame the crime on his ex-wife, saying that she was the reason he began drinking in the first place. Lucas took the stand in his own defence, something we don't see all that often, so it's surprising Lucas chose to, especially considering the defence pressing Lucas wasn't of sound mind at the time the murder took place. Lucas said what happened had nothing to do with Julius, that he was the perfect child, the love of his life and his best friend. He spoke about the day Julius was born as the best day of his life. Lucas crying during his testimony, when recalling Julius shouting his name and running into his arms whenever they saw each other. Unfortunately, this story would only get darker, because also during the trial, it was revealed that police had seized Lucas's personal computer after Julius was murdered. On it, investigators found 445 C-spam images, some of these being rated as Category A. And these images were found in folders titled 12-year-old, 13-year-old, preteen, and children. Lucas would deny accessing the images, or being the one responsible for downloading them. May 4, 2022, the High Court of Edinburgh. The jury unanimously found Lucas Klezapla guilty of the murder of his 2-year-old son, Julius, as well as guilty for drunk driving, drug possession, and the illegal possession of an air weapon. Patricia gave a victim impact statement ahead of sentencing, speaking of her heartache, quote, Despite the breakup with Julius's dad, I wanted him to have contact with our son. I never stopped him seeing Julius. Julius was murdered only for revenge. His dad wanted me to suffer. He succeeded and achieved his goal, at the cost of my beloved boy's life. Unquote. The judge sentenced Lucas Klezapla to life in prison, with a minimum term of 23 years. He addressed Lucas directly, quote, As a result of your actions, your son will never grow up, unquote. Patricia would later tell the waiting news media she will fight to ensure Lucas never leaves prison once his minimum term has expired. The judge excusing the jurors from ever having to serve on another jury in the future and offered them counselling services to come to terms with what they had seen and heard throughout the trial, quote, There can be nothing in your life that would have prepared you for this experience. I imagine it's taken quite a toll for you to hear about such terrible violence inflicted on such a defenceless child for no reason and bad reasons. Unquote. Following Julius's murder, locals gathered outside the building where he had died and placed flowers, notes, soft toys and photographs as tribute for the little boy. And many more touched by what happened to Julius helped raise funds for his funeral totalling more than £2,000. Julius's funeral was held in his mother's native country of Poland on December 18, 2020, just showing that Julius's murder affected those from around the world. Julius would later be described by those who knew and loved him as a really smart little kid. He was only 2 years old, and he could already speak both English and Polish. He was outgoing, and everyone he met was his friend. He loved to ride his balance bike, and ice cream of any flavour would always put a big smile on his face. Julius was always happy, and would fall into these fits of giggles that would warm anyone's heart. A sound that I am sure his mother will forever miss. If you have your own thoughts and theories on the story we discussed today, or any stories we talk about here on Stolen Lives, please search Stolen Lives Podcast on Facebook, like the page so you don't miss an episode, and join the Stolen Lives discussion group to talk about your thoughts and theories. If you like what you heard today, we would appreciate it if you share this episode on your social media of choice. If you head on over and give our videos a like and subscribe to the channel, this all will allow me to share more of the stories you want to hear. Today's episode was researched and written by me, Ali. Video production is by Luke. Music is by Mayu.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.